Frederick, we met 1.5 hours ago, and you asked me to speak about search, or to speak with search.
Well, I guess it wasn't planned, and it's basically you, Daniel, who gives one the sense of confidence and friendship that one opens up, and yeah, there is something in me which wants to be said. And I was looking the whole year, actually, since I knew that you were not well, Serge, something I would like to share with those who love you and those who know you and those who might just take the occasion of you being very ill and now, as one can see, actually left your body. Take the occasion to unite us somewhere. That was actually what you always wanted to do, and maybe your final leaving was maybe, or is maybe, the occasion for those of us to come together. It didn't happen. I thought it might have been when you were buried. Didn't happen. So let me take this occasion now, for whatever it is worth. I have to go a bit back historically, just to draw a bit of a picture of our long years of being together. We were never really very close. We were often on opposite sides of the battle. You were very hard-lined, I say. I was always a bit of a more soft touch. I often felt that you were feeling that Frederick is not really having the force to see things through. It was often connected with Satprem. Satprem would write letters to me, but I never really, you know, forcefully implemented what he was exhorting from me. Let me leave that aside and come to the time when you came back after many years being outside of Oroville. I think it was me who wrote to you. Maybe there were others who told you it's time for you and Louisa to come back, and you did come back. And it was a humble beginning. You had nothing. There was no place. You came to Aspiration. I remember we were hunting for a small hut, and you actually, whatever is there now on the press and the handmade paper and this whole thing, it was you and Louisa's, and obviously other people who all became a team. But you were the motor. And you are an artist. I mean, you really have the eye. You have the real, you know, applied graphic eye, beauty. That is what you carried. And for some reason, you were also developing and straining and making effort to develop sides of you which were not native to you. You were a Kshatriya. You were there for the fight, for the fire, for, you know. And suddenly I heard you saying things, and I said, where does that come from? Oh, we have to find a common denominator. We should find a unity. Only when we all listen to each other can the mother work through us. And you were starting quoting things which are true, and you know, but it was strange to hear them through your mouth. I came to know that you were struck with cancer when I was abroad last year, and I remember my reaction, oh no, Serge. I just sort of shot through me, no, no. And actually, when I came back finally to Oroville, I think you already have had basically Louisa in you. I must really admire her, the way she carried along and carried you. The decision to not go for conventional treatment. Whether it was already beyond conventional treatment or not, I can't say, but it was a clear feeling and a clear thing to leave it now to the mother, I would say. And there suddenly came a kind of different light. And I must say, actually, with Satprem's leaving, with Roger's leaving, with Kirit not being here, I think you were actually the only one who I could feel carry a dimension which my soul grew wings. It just lifted me when I was there. So you were actually looking well, and there was no sign of, you were actually looking very, very beautiful, very, very well. There was no sign. It looked as if, you know, whatever you were doing to yourself was working. And we then decided to meet and do something in honor, in a tribute to Sat Prem, and we did interviews, and I spoke about our time together, trying to see what that vision, that gold digger Sat Prem, what he actually had brought from the mother, and how we could bring back something of that true Sangam in Auroville, and so on. But then suddenly it took a turn. Physically, it became evident that cancer was taking its toll. And let me just talk about the last, I don't know, months maybe. I saw you at home in Oromodel. I saw you in Nalam, in Pondicherry. I saw you in the health center. I saw you back at home in maybe altogether 10 times. It was still in connection with doing some interview on Sat Prem, but we could clearly see that it was more like meeting you. And every time I came in, there was sort of something of a darshan. I don't want to overdo this thing, but you get into a presence of something different. Matrimandya has that, but when one came into your room, it was the same. And I remember it must have been maybe a month before you left, or not even 3 weeks before you left. You were telling me, you looked at me, and then you said to me, "I cry a lot. Auroville is very close to me, the brotherhood. We have no right to let it go down." And even when I say it now, we both sat there and tears were falling down, because it came like a cry of the soul. Then you said, "I don't know how this is going to happen. How will this Auroville now we have change to that other Auroville, which is so close?" And then you say, you were quiet for some time, and then you said, "Well, maybe this Auroville has to go." Reminded me a bit when the mother speaks about how does a new body come about. First she said, "I always thought it was A changes into B." But then she reflects in the end, how is it going to go? How is the circulation, the skeleton, the heartbeat, the digestive, how is it going to change? How is that going to be? Then she says, it actually will not be a transformation, but it will be a replacement. The new will grow inside the old. And then there suddenly the old falls off and the new is there. And this is, she calls, the perilous moment of transition, what you call the change of government. And this is almost like what you were indicating with Auroville. When you say it's so close, that new, the Sangam, but how is this present Auroville? We all suffer on that. I know how much you struggle in all the meetings, and again and again and again. And you were always there, the first one to wait for the chance to give voice to the new one. It was always steamrolled over, not by anybody particular. It was just, oh, our old collective system is not giving a chink in the armor to allow this new come in. No, he said, maybe the old, maybe that, this Auroville has to go. Then I saw you in the health center, and there you were on this high bed, and you were extended already. One could see physically the cancer and the, you know, the accumulation of fluid and whatnot. But you were sitting there with a smiling baby face, and you said, "I'm here, I'm like a king, everything is done for me." And it was truly a joy of this. And I must say, I have my greatest love for the people who, for Auroville basically, because we do have a heart. And when moments of need and moments of true, and people of maybe people who are leaving us, there is a spontaneous love and brotherhood expressing itself in Auroville, in the health center, and people coming and being with you. I don't know whether it was still in the health center or it was at home when you had another meeting 2 days later. You said to me, you know, it is light. I see a lot of light. Even love. You had difficulties to talk it. You said, it's difficult to explain. I can't speak much. He said to me, you read the mind of light. The title of, I think, Satprem. But Tribindo also talks a chapter in the mind of light. It's the overmind. That's Auroville. In Nalam, another 2 days later, you told me, I can't speak much, and you could see you were affected. No, you were actually... Maggie had visited you. You were very happy. Maggie has helped, also stepped in my life at certain crucial moments. She came in and she, there's something, she carries something of the mother. She walks, you told me, and you could feel her. She said, Quelle aventure. It's very clear. If the soul wants to go, you go. If the soul wants to stay, you stay. It's very clear. There's no question. You were happy with that. And he said, you said then to me, I'm not afraid of dying. But if my soul wants to go, I would like it to make some sense, to make some meaning. And he says, I want it to go straight to the mother. I told you at that time, Serge, when you feel better, and actually we were actually even carrying a tape recorder, I've also spoken to Danielle about it. I always felt you wanted to say something. And in that moment you couldn't speak, and then when it gets a bit better, let's record some of the things. And then you called me down because I couldn't hear very well what you were saying, and then you sort of whispered into my ear, yes, the 14th agenda, the next unwritten one. In fact, it's true, we are all living a yet unwritten agenda. If you think of what the agenda mothers called it, the agenda of the supramental action upon earth. This is Auroville's, this is the agenda of Auroville, and we are living the next agenda. So you made a fun of it, and we all laughed. You said at that moment also to me, I'm on the edge. And you know, your words had the power of mantra there. They had a power to create that vision. I could see you were on the edge, you knew. And at that moment you called me in a very loving, you said to me, Frederick, you look so, and then I couldn't hear, you look so profound. That's what you're saying, profound. Serge, what is it you're saying? You know, Prussian. Patum, patum, patum. And it dawned on me, you were saying to me, Frederick, you look so Prussian, like a Prussian bloody soldier. So I was laughing, well, that's maybe my karma. But then you said to me, because I was not in tears, but I was just pained. And you said to me, Fred, I'm okay. That was, I think, the last thing you said to me. So somehow, I was wondering when I knew I was going to speak to you, Danielle, I was wondering, do we always have to come to that final moment for us to come to the essentials? Do we always be in this moment of crisis? Do we always be like Satprem writes, like King Oedipus, after he has destroyed everything, lost everything, blinded himself, it's not that then there is an opening and the possibility of realizing the divine. Does it have to be like that? I don't know. But you also mentioned something before all this started. You said when it became clear that you had a terminal, not terminal, but you had a severe illness. He said, I feel so free. Up till now, I was in a prison. And we all are in that prison. For years on end, we were trying, you were trying to create a unity committee, a committee of oneness, meeting, bridging, the camping, the fighting camps. And we all create this prison where the soul has no chance. And only when you knew, you're coming on to the final, I think you knew it was a final sprint, did you drop all that and you suddenly see the light, even love, the brotherhood of Oroville. And the last thing, I'm okay, Fred. Something is missing, no? And I miss you a lot.